我们一起祈祷。Let's pray together, shall we? Lord God, we come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts. We praise you, Lord God, that you are our God, the God of all culture, the God of all languages, the God of all people. We want to worship you this morning. Speak to us, we pray. Prepare our hearts for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Transitions and changes are a part of life.
我哋嘅變動，我哋嘅生命嘅過渡，係我哋生命嘅每一刻都會經歷到嘅。
They're real and they're part of the world in which we live in.
呢個喺我哋在世生活上邊一個好真實嘅經歷。
Whether we transition from one year to the next, from the year of the monkey to the year of the rooster.
我哋好似由一年去另外一年，好似舊年嘅猴年去到雞年，我哋有一個嘅過渡嘅時間。
From one job to the next, from one boss to the next, from one phase of life to the next.
我哋嘅工作由一個新嘅工作，一個舊嘅工作去到新嘅工作，或者我哋人生嘅每一個階段嘅過渡嘅一個時期。
You could be starting your career or retiring. You could be starting to have children or you have them leave home. You could be recovering from illness or just diagnosed with one.
或者你係喺事業上邊開始有嘅，開始咗之後，你會跟住嘅轉過渡去另外一個階段，或者你嘅身體好健康，但係因為有疾病嘅緣故，你又要變動去到一個唔同嘅環境嗰度。
We all face transitions in life, don't we?
我哋嘅生命其實有好多嘅變動。
And the changes, the unknown can be scary. It can cause us to fear. It can cause us to doubt ourselves, our situation, even doubt our promises from God.
呢個嘅生命嘅變動係其實可以有時好可怕嘅，因為我哋唔知道我哋嘅未來係會點樣樣，會影響到我哋對神嘅信心。
This is the case in the passage of scripture that we just read today in Joshua 1.
剛才我們所讀的一段經文在約書亞記那裡。
The time has finally come. The generation that refused to trust in God and His promises is now dead.
這裡也是講到以色列人一段的過渡的時期，就是他們上一代不相信神的上一代的人已經死了。
After centuries of anticipating God's promises to Abraham in Genesis 17:8, in which God said to Abraham, I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land of your sojourning, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God.
这些以色列人等了很多年，很多几个世纪的 年份，是由神最初对伯拉罕那里应许他说，将这个地，这个迦南的地给他的时候，他一路都等着神的应许的应验。
This was God's promise to his people hundreds of years ago, and now they're on the verge of entering into the promised land.
神几百年前向以色列人的应许，话俾呢个迦南美地俾佢，呢个时刻就系佢哋要进入呢个迦南美地嘅时间。
This is the reason why God brought them out of Egypt to begin with, out of slavery, in order to fulfill his covenant promise to his people.
神要应验佢应许，就系将以色列人由埃及嗰度带出嚟，经过旷野嘅地方，而家开始要进入到呢个应许嘅地方。
You see, earlier in Genesis 12, verse 1, it says this, Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you.
在创世纪12章第一节那里，神说，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
And so it was out of faith, out of obedience to God's command that Abraham went, without a roadmap, without a GPS, without Google Maps, without instructions, without an explanation of all how it worked out, he went.
这个就是亚伯拉罕凭着信心来到跟随神给他的应许，一啲嘅指示都冇，冇一个地图，冇一个蓝图俾佢嚟到跟，佢只系凭住信心嚟到跟随神。
You see, it had always been this way. The promises of God and the commands of God always go in hand. The promises of God. And the commands of God always go hand in hand.
神的应许，神的带领是一起并驱而行的。
That is, we're to believe God's promises and obey His commands.
我们要相信神的应许，跟着我们要遵行祂给我们的领导。
To believe God's promises and to obey His commands.
相信神的应许，亦都遵行神的旨意。
Now, just before we delve into this passage in Joshua, let's read from the last few verses in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7 to 12. And because of time, I'll just ask Nicholas to read in Cantonese.
Okay, 在我们未曾读这个约，未去读，看这个约书亚记之前呢，我们看一看《申命记》第34章第7到第12节。他说，摩西死的时候，他是年120岁，眼目没有昏花，精神没有衰败。以色列人在摩押平原为摩西哀哭了30日，为摩西居丧哀哭的日子就满了。乱的儿子约书亚，因为摩西曾按手在他头上，就被智慧的灵充满，以色列人就听从他，照着耶和华吩咐摩西的行了。以后以色列人中，以色列中没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是耶和华面对面所认识的。耶和华打发他在埃及地向法老和他的一切臣仆，并他的全地行各样神迹奇事，又在以色列众人眼前显大能的手，行一切大能而可畏的事。
Even though Moses is dead, God's covenant promise to His people still lives on.
虽然摩西已经死咗啦，但系神对以色列人嘅应许嘅承诺系一样嘅，系真实嘅。
But could you imagine how Joshua must have felt?
你有没有想过约书亚那时的心情是怎样呢？
For 40 years, Moses had been there to lead his people, to deliver them, to be the mediator to lead, to, between him and God. He speaks face to face with God, and now he's gone, and Joshua is put in charge.
40年来，摩西都是做带领的工作。他带领以色列人同神来到带领神与神说话，他约书亚面对这样的时候，他的心情是怎样呢？
I can't imagine the weight or responsibility trying to follow in the footsteps of Moses. Can you?
他你想想约书亚面对这个这么大的重任，要继承摩西，你觉得他的心情是不是很害怕呢？
Now just for your information, Joshua is no longer a young man at this time.
大家睇要明白下，嗰阵时咧，约书亚已经年纪唔细噶啦。
He's not like this actor that's portrayed in the movie The Ten Commandments back in 1956. How many of you saw this movie?
你有冇睇过呢个十诫？
Yeah, some of you have, right? Actually, I really love this movie. If you haven't seen it, you need to see this movie.
呢个电影咧，讲到约书亚，但系咧，那个明星咧就好后生嘅。
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but when Joshua appears in the book of Joshua.Not in the Ten Commandments, not in the times of Exodus, but in the book of Joshua.
He doesn't. 当约书亚喺约书亚书里边嘅年岁嘅时候咧
，he's probably around 80 years old.
佢嗰阵时已经大概系80岁噶啦。
With a bit of belly fat, 肥高肚腩，有白头发或者用光头添，你已经
好似我咁样。
He's not so young and handsome like this actor.
他不是好像那个明星那么靓仔啊。
Sorry, ladies. Anyways, what was God's promise to His people, anyways?
究竟那时神对以色列人的应许是什么呢？
First, God's promise is to give them the land.
第一个的应许就是神说我会赐这个土地给你们。
In verse 2 to 4, it says, Moses, my servant, is now dead.Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the east to Lebanon, from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river to Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west.
这里以色列人，神怎么对以色列人讲呢？就在第二节到第四节那里，他说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。 凡你所脚掌所踏嘅地，我都照住我所应许摩西嘅话赐给你们了。从旷野或者利巴嫩，直到伯拉大河，黑人嘅全地，又到大海日落之处，都要作你哋嘅境界。
The whole of this book of Joshua shows forth God's commitment to fulfill His promise to Israel.
呢度就系神对以色列人嘅应许。
So first, God's promise to give them the land.
神应许俾佢哋土地。
Second, God's promise to overcome their enemies.
神应许要佢哋胜过嗰阵时嘅敌人。
The Lord said to Joshua in verse 5, the very beginning, "No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life."
喺第五节，神咁同约书亚讲：你平生嘅日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必让与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
What a great promise this is!
呢个系咪几大嘅应许咧
？But it will not be easy, as there were real enemies. These were real enemies they're about to face with a real threat.
但系嗰时嘅敌人真系好真实嘅，好强大嘅。
They were bigger, more numerous, had more advanced technology, more powerful, more skilled in war than the Israelites.
嗰时比以色列人呢啲敌人系比佢更强大，更多人，更加嘅猛。
However, Paul reminds us, if you recall, in Romans 8:31, but if God is for us, who can be against us?
但系神亦都喺罗马书第八章第31节嗰度应许，佢话：既然这样，仲有咩有仲还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能敌挡我们呢
？You know, there are indeed very many types of enemies in life.
喺我哋生命里边有，我哋遇到好多嘅唔同嘅敌人。
Whether it be ridicule, persecution, fear, lies, distress, discouragement.
可能系一啲逼迫。可以人啲嘅恐怖恐惧，一啲系我哋唔明白嘅，我哋呢啲都系成为我哋嘅敌人。
But as Paul says in Romans 8:37, in all these things we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
但系圣经亦都喺罗马书第八章第37节讲，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余。
Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, and nothing can stand in the way of the fulfillment of God's promises.
我哋其实冇嘢可以脱离我哋同神嘅爱，冇嘢拦阻咗我哋同神嘅关系。
Indeed, we have the promises of God in order to fulfill the purposes of God.
因为神要应验喺我哋嘅身上嘅时候，我哋就倚靠神嘅应许。
This divine invincibility comes not from our own human strength, not from our sheer will, not from our diligent planning, not from our ingenuity, but from the very presence of God.
呢啲一切唔系靠我哋自己嘅能力，我哋所依靠嘅就系神与我哋同在。
That's why Moses said to the Lord many times, "Unless you go with us, unless you go before us, we will not go."
所以很多时约书亚同神讲过，如果不是你同我一起去的话，我不会去的。
The presence of God meant everything to Moses because he knew where his power came from. He knew where his strength came from. He knew where his courage came from.
因为他知道他们的能力，他们的盼望，全都是受神那里来的。
You know, we're thinking about building phase 3.
当我们想到我们教会要继续我们的抗堂的事工，
reaching out to our community and neighbors with the gospel.
去接触到我们的邻居。
Being a church of all nations.
我们成为万国万民的教会。
This does not and cannot come from ourselves.
这个的不是在我们自己的出发点出来的。
But from the promises of God in order to fulfill the purposes of God.
乃是神的应许叫我们的应验在我们的身上。
So first, God's promise to give them the land.
第一，神应许以色列人给他们土地。
Second, God's promise to overcome their enemies.
第二，神应许要使他们得胜过那些敌人。
And third, God's promise to be with Joshua.
第三个就是神要应许与约书亚同在。
The Lord said to Joshua in verse 5, the last part, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you."
第五节，耶和华咁对约书亚讲：我怎样与摩西同在，也必让与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
The very presence of God was promised to Joshua. So with these three promises that the Lord gives to Joshua, you figure that he would have nothing to fear. But I believe that Joshua is human, like us. And that's why we can relate to Joshua. So in order for God's promises to be fulfilled in the lives of his people, his command for them and for Joshua, is to be strong and courageous. God's command for us is to be strong and courageous. What does it mean to be strong and courageous? It means to be steadfast, to be bold, to be unafraid. Joshua will not be alone. The Lord himself will lead his people and surround him with his presence. But his success will depend on his obedience to God. So what is Joshua to be strong and courageous in? Two things. In leading and in obeying and doing. So first, in leading. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 6, the Lord says, "Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them." So in verse 10 of the same chapter, Joshua does just that. He orders the officers to prepare the people for crossing the Jordan River. You see, he didn't hesitate in doing God's will, in following God's command. As well, in verse 12, Joshua instructs the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh to remember the command Moses gave to them by crossing ahead of the others in order to help take possession of the land that God has given to the other tribes.
就是吩咐那时的流便人、加德人和马拿西半支派的人，叫他们怎么样预备带领这班以色列人去到约旦河的另外一边。
I'll show you this map, but also read to you verses 14 to 15. Joshua 1, verses 14 to 15. It says, actually, because of time, I'm just going to let Elder Nicholas read this in
Okay, 那时才可以回你们所得之地，承受为业，就是耶和华的仆人摩西在约旦河东向日出之地所给你们的。
You see, this could have been a very difficult situation, as these two and a half tribes had already received their land back in Numbers chapter 32, east of the Jordan. And let me show you what I mean by that.
So, 其實大家都要明白，這可能是一個很困難的時間，因為這兩支派半的人在神很久以前已經應許了給這些地。 So
the tribe of Reuben is here.
看一看那個流便那個支派。
Tribe of Gad.
加德人，加德那個地方。
and the half tribe of Manasseh.
同埋馬拿西依個半支派依個地方。
Back in Numbers 32, Moses had already allocated these pieces of land to these two and a half tribes. So they do not need to cross the Jordan River. They do not need to go and fight with their other brothers.
在民數記第32章的時候，摩西已經將這些地給了這些兩支派半的人，所以其實他們不需要過約旦河來到拿這些地的。
These two and a half tribes didn't really need to go into battle with the rest of the people of God in order to possess their land because they already had it.
其實他們不需要去佔領這些地，因為他們已經有了這些土地了。
But because Joshua saw how discouraging, how disheartening it would be for these fighting men to stay behind, to not help their brothers to claim their land, Joshua commands them to go ahead and to cross the Jordan and to fight with their brothers and sisters.
但是約書亞看到，若果這班人，這兩支派半的人，不去幫助以色列人來到去這個地方的時候，以色列人呢，他们的就会很灰心，很颓丧。
You see, if Joshua was not strong and courageous in leading his people, there would be disunity.
如果约书亚不领导，用刚强壮胆来领导以色列人的时候，这些人呢就会分裂了。
There would be faction and strife right off the bat. But Joshua says to them, you are to help them. You are to help your brothers.
他们因为如果他不叫这班人来帮他的时候，那些以色列人就会因为这样的缘故会分裂。
Fraser Lands Church,
我们教会的弟兄姊妹，
listen to what the Lord is saying to us this morning.
你听一听神今朝对你们的说话。
As we move forward as a church,
如果我们教会要向前行的话，
you are to help them. You're to help your brothers.
我们要帮助我们的弟兄姊妹。
The unity of the people of God is a theme that runs through the entire book of Joshua.
整个约书亚记全本书都是讲到神的子民是怎么样一起的合一。
When we move forward together as a church, we do so together, not pointing our fingers as to who's responsible for what ministry.
如果我们教会要向前行的话，我们是不应该要只是指手画脚说你应该要做什么。
But having the betterment of our whole church in mind.
那是为到我们整个教会的利益来到思想。
We must be unified as a whole church.
我们整个教会一定要合一。
It is not the English church, the Cantonese church, the Mandarin church, the youth church, and the children's church.
不是只是说是英文的堂，不是广东话堂，不是只是国语堂，或者少年的堂，
But we are one church.
我们只是一个教会。
We're building up the whole church as we help one another and serve one another out of love.
我们大家互相彼此的关顾，互相彼此的建立，是要建立我们的教会。
I'd like to ask our volunteers, I asked 5 volunteers to come up. At first, I was going to ask you to come to the front here, but you know what? Can I ask you to come to the stage here instead? There's more room. So the 5 people I ask you, please come up at this time to the stage, please. I'm going to ask them just to help me with an illustration. So if... Henry was to represent the Cantonese church. He can stand right here. And if Constance can represent the youth church, she can stand right next to Henry. And if Noah can represent the children's church, she can stand right next here. And then Tiffany, Simo, if you can represent the Mandarin church, stand here. And then Jamie can represent our English church. Okay, I'm just going to do something here for a second. Nicholas, can you tell a joke? Okay. Nicholas, can you tell a joke?
I'll tell a joke. I was going to help you.
Okay.
I was going to help you.
Bow tie, bow tie, tie shoes, yeah. It's like tying a shoelace. Yeah, so that you can take it off easier. take it off easier. Just do a bow tie. Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to change the slide. Can I get you guys to just do what you want? Just go in whatever direction you want. Okay, you can see this doesn't work out very well, does it? Okay, next, I'm going to refocus their attention. You guys know we have a vision, right? The vision tells us where we're going. And our vision is what? Anyone tell me? Okay, that's probably correct, but I don't understand too much of it.
It is correct.
Okay, it's correct. It is to be a church of all nations, transformed through faith and love in Christ. Now, I want you guys this time, instead of doing what you want, can you now focus on the vision of our church? And head towards the vision of our church.
你望住嗰个嘅意象, 然之后向嗰个意象嘅方向一齐嚟到行啦。
Okay, not too bad.
啊，唔错啊。
A little slow, but they're getting there.
虽然行得慢一啲, 但系咧系最系紧嘅向住目标嚟到行。
Actually, I got these wrong. This should not say Cantonese Church. This should not say Youth Church, Children's Church, Mandarin Church, or English Church.
其实呢啲行埋所有嘅牌咧都系唔啱嘅。
It should say Cantonese Congregation, Youth Congregation, Children's Congregation, and so on.
呢个唔系教会，而系粤语堂、青年堂或者国语堂。
Because we are all one church.
因为我哋系只一个教会。
One in the Lord.
在神里面是一个,
one spirit, one baptism, one faith.
一世一主.
Okay, thank you so much.
多谢你们啊。
Can you guys walk down by yourself? Thank you so much.
多谢你们。
As in the book of Joshua, we may not need to fight physical battles for each other.
或者我们不是好像约书亚讲，我们要打仗啊。
But we will need to fight spiritual battles of war for one another.
但是我们的征战就是属灵的征战。
Ephesians chapter 6 says, For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
以弗所书他们讲话，因为我们并不是与属灵血气的争战，乃是与那些执政的掌权的管辖这个幽暗世界的，以及天空灵属灵气的恶魔争战，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。
As a church, we need to be praying for each other.
我们整个教会，我们应该要大家互相的代祷。
We need to pray for our Mandarin, English, Cantonese brothers and sisters, our youth and our children.
我们每一个堂，我们不同的堂，我们都要为他们来祷告。
We need to support and help our brothers and sisters in whatever way we can.
我们应该要尽量来到帮助支持我们不同的堂。
As a church, we'll only be successful, we'll only reach our vision when we do this together. So let us do this together.
我们成功，教会成功的秘诀，就是我们大家的互相帮助，互相的支持，互相的祈祷。
From what my understanding is, let me share a few prayer requests that you may even want to jot down as we mention about these.
或者我们在这个时间，我都和你分享一些代祷的事项。
From what I understand of the Cantonese congregation, Maybe some of you are getting a little bit more mature in age, and my prayer, I know our English congregation's prayer for you is that there would be new blood, younger people who would be part of this congregation, who can then take this congregation forward for the Lord.
我哋为到广东话堂嚟到祈祷，我所认识嘅广东话咧就系你哋或者好多咧都系年长嘅。我哋我为你嘅祷告咧就希望有更多年青嘅人嚟到参与我哋嘅广东堂。
For our Mandarin congregation,
我们为到我们的国语堂呢?
My understanding is a lot of people in the congregation are quite transient. They come and go. They stay in Vancouver for a while, they go back to China. And so we need to pray for stability in our Mandarin congregation. And even for those who come over, that they would find it easy to adapt to life here in Canada.
国语堂的需要可能呢，就是他们弟兄姊妹，很多的弟兄姊妹呢，是比较过渡性的，他们来，但很多时呢，又要去。 所以我哋为到国语堂嘅祷告咧，就希望佢哋能够稳定落嚟，能够有一班弟兄姊妹喺嗰度嚟到。
For our youth and our teen congregation, my understanding from Pastor Larry is that sometimes they don't own their faith. The teens do not own their faith. They come here because parents bring them, and so we can pray for our teens that they would have a true encounter with God, and their faith would be real in the Lord.
为到青年人嘅祷告就系，我哋发觉我哋好多青年人咧，佢哋信心不定，佢哋可能嚟教会系因为爸爸妈妈嚟教会。我哋嘅祷告就系为到呢啲青年人咧，就系令到佢哋信仰上边有佢自己嘅信仰，佢自己嘅决定，坚定嘅信心。
For our children,
为到我哋嘅儿童。You
know, some of them, although they've grown up in the church, you know, pray that God would speak to them at a young age, that they would receive Jesus Christ even when they're children, and that maybe their parents would have the joy of leading their children to Christ themselves.
我哋为到儿童嘅祷告就系希望能够喺我哋教会嗰度成长，虽然佢哋年纪好小，但系我哋为到佢哋能够喺年纪小里边都能够相信，做一个决定嚟到相信我哋嘅主耶稣。
And for our English congregation, if I may share with you some of our prayer requests.
我们英文堂的需要呢?
We have a lot of young families in our congregation.
有很多年轻的家庭,
lots and lots and lots of children.
很多很多小朋友,
I don't know what we put in the water here at Fraserlands.
不知为什么是不是喝了水特别多很多儿童生出来。
But if you can pray that these parents will be able to have the balance between work and family and looking after the children and serving in the church, that's one thing you can pray for.
就是为到这些年轻的家庭，能够在他这个生活上面的平衡，无论是在照顾家庭那里，在侍奉那里，在他的工作那里，都有一个平衡。
And secondly, if I can be as humble as I can to say this, it would be about 25 of our English-speaking brothers and sisters each week, because they tend to kids' church, they tend to teens' ministry, about 25 each week cannot come to our English service to worship because they're responsible for other ministries at the 11 o'clock worship time.
亦都为到英语的一班的弟兄姊妹，就是每一个星期大概有25个的英语的弟兄姊妹，因为要照顾儿童的崇拜或者其他的崇拜，他们不能够参加我们英文的崇拜。So
in humility, may I ask you to prayerfully consider, if the Lord places a burden in your heart, would you help our English congregation in that way, that they can come and worship? Would you potentially think about how you can get involved in helping at the 11 o'clock hour so that those 25 brothers and sisters can come and be a part of our English worship?
在这个意思上，我希望你都能够在神面前祷告等候，或者神叫你能够帮助英文这个崇拜的一方面的工作。
This is what we can pray for each other about.
这些就是我们大家可以互相祷告的事项。
The Lord gave Joshua strength and courage in leading his people.
神给约书亚一些的能力，给他有鼓励，有来到带领以色列人。
And so besides leading, the other thing was in obeying and in doing.
另一方面就是除了给他们的应许之后，就是要他遵行神的命令。
Joshua says in chapter 1, verse 7, and again, because of time, I'll let Nicholas just read it in Cantonese.
在第一章第七节，耶和华这样对约书亚说，他说，只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我族人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。 不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
Unless Joshua obeys, unless he meditates on the word of God, making it his first priority, his leadership will not succeed.
除非约书亚真系默想遵行神嘅命令嘅时候，神嘅好多嘅计划就唔能够推行到出嚟。
To meditate on God's word is not just to think about it.
我哋要思想昼夜思想神嘅话语。
To talk about it constantly, to memorize it, to allow it to shape all of what we do and say and how we live.
就喺我哋嘅口里边成日讲，我哋嘅心嘅思想边成日嚟到思想神嘅话语，同埋要谨守遵行神嘅话语。
To be careful to act upon it, to do it, to live it out in our lives.
喺我哋嘅生活上面，能够好小心嘅将神嘅话语活出嚟。
Here we see Joshua's commitment to do everything according to God's word, and God is with him, and the people are with him.
就因为约书亚遵行神嘅命令嘅缘故，所以佢带领以色列人同佢一齐。
Nicholas, can you read verses 16 to 18 for us?
可以第十六节、第十七节，我哋睇下。他们回答约书亚说：你所吩咐我们行的，我们都必行；你所差遣我们去的，我们都必去。我们从前在一切事上怎样听请摩西，现在也照样听从你。唯愿耶和华你的神与你同在，如像与摩西同在一样。
You see, an unswerving, an unconditional obedience to God's will and God's word is what gave Joshua prosperity and success in life.
就因为约书亚对神的应许、神的命令完全相信、深信不疑的缘故，所以令到他能够带领以色列人。
And as we are led by God into this land of promise, into this new land across the street from where our church is.
如果神，我们要让神带领去到我们这个新的地区、新的社区那里的时候。
Remember that God's promise that we, his followers, will do even greater things.
我们就要相信神给我们的应许，就是会我们做更大的事情。
Question I want to ask you is pride, is laziness, is being comfortable with where we are, is disobedience, is fear, is the unknown preventing us from entering into the promised land?
咁个问题就系问你乜嘢可以系阻挡咗我哋去到呢个神俾我哋应许嘅地咧？系咪我哋嘅恐惧，或者我哋自己嘅懒惰，或者我哋生活得自由自在？系咪呢啲拦阻咗我哋进入神俾应许我哋嘅地咧
？You know, there's a certain fear that can be felt throughout the entire book of Joshua. There's a certain fear here.
喺约书亚记嗰度，你睇到其实嗰阵时嘅以色列人都有好多嘅恐惧。
The fear of danger, the fear of failure, the fear of change, the fear of the unknown.
佢哋惊过好多惊咩咧？佢惊到好多阵时嘅敌人，佢哋又唔知道以后嘅未来嘅事情。佢哋依啲完完全全都係好真實嘅恐懼。
So as difficult as it was wandering in the desert for 40 years, at least it was familiar to them.
雖然佢哋喺曠野行咗四十年，雖然係好困難，但佢行咗四十年啦，佢咧可能咧都漸漸咧適應到曠野嘅生活。
It gave the people a comfort zone in which they were accustomed to.
咁佢哋因為漸漸適應咗曠野嘅生活嘅時候，佢哋漸漸咧就有啲自由自在嘅感覺啦。
And for us today, the temptation is to remain safely in our comfort zone.
我哋好嘅，而家我哋面對嘅困難就係可能咧，我哋嘅生活太過自在啦。
Every week at church,
每個星期
，we tend to arrive about the same time.
我哋準時嚟到教會。
九点一、九点二到。
你好早嘅，九点十一、九点十二就到教会啦。
We park in the same parking spot。
你泊车咧，泊翻喺平时停嗰个位嗰度。
Some of you sit in the same seat week after week。
我可能坐翻同一个位。
You hang around the same people。
你同样嘅人嚟到倾谈。
You go to lunch with the same people at the same restaurant for the past 5 years。
五年咁多年嚟，你可能咧聚会完咗都系同一间嘅餐馆嚟到食饭。
How are we to reach out to others when we have become so set in our ways.
如果我哋生活得咁自由自在，咁黑板色嘅时候，我哋点样样能够去到神俾我哋
？How are we to obey and live out God's great commission to us from Jesus？
我哋点样样可以真系遵行神俾我哋嘅诫命呢？
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely, I am with you always.
神啊，你哋要去使万民作我嘅门徒，奉父子圣名嘅名领为佢哋施洗。然之后神话，我就与你同在。
Let me just quickly read this in English. I'm sorry because I just don't want to take up too much time, but let me just quickly read these. Someone has suggested there are four types of churches. 四个教会。
介绍讲解形容一啲教会啊，有四种唔同嘅教会。第一个教会咧就系museum， 即系博物馆嘅教会啊。
Okay, so the museum church resembles those found in Europe, right? For those of you who've been to Europe, they're old, they're beautiful, they're empty. No one goes there for weekly worship. They're nothing but showpieces of the past. No spiritual vitality throbs within its ancient walls. And then, secondly, there's the maintenance church.
博物館咧就好似你去歐洲遊嘅歐洲嘅時候嗰啲嘅教會啊，冇人去聚會嘅，冚唪唥都係遊客去嗰度睇嘅啫。第二個種嘅教會咧，就係一個所謂維持性質嘅教會啊。
And they do a little better. The maintenance church almost is almost empty, but it's hanging on. You know, its mission is to simply to survive, to maintain itself against the spiritual and social changes swirling around it. It survives by slavish devotion to its creed. The seven last words of the church: "We never did it that way before." But as its stalwart members inevitably die off, it will soon become a museum church.
This 个维持性质嘅教会咧，比所谓嘅博物馆教会好一啲啊。他们所做的事情可能会很勉强 很简单的能够维持到教会所做的事情，经常就是说我们经常都是这样做，所以我以后每天都是这样做。
The ministry church, by contrast, pursues genuine Christian ministry, but only to people already within the church. It offers a full calendar of activities. Sunday worship.
这个第三个就是我们事工的教会，这个事工教会就很多时候是很内向的，所以所照顾的就是教会自己里面的人。
Sunday worship with coffee and donuts afterwards, Bible studies and prayer meetings. It sounds familiar, doesn't it? A good youth group, weekly choir rehearsal, special annual services, summer camps for all ages, monthly potluck dinners and fellowship, a fine staff of loving pastors and devoted members administering its full service program, and it generously supports many missionaries around the globe, but it lacks one thing: ministry contact with people outside the church. It would rather stay securely across the Jordan than to cross it into the territory to engage them in conversation.
嗱，依個所謂事工嘅教會咧，係可能咧好多嘢都做得好好，好似主日嘅崇拜啊，崇拜之完咗之後咧，又有茶點啊，咁然之後咧，你有你哋嘅團契，每個星期咧又有練師，大家都好享受大家一齊嘅時間。但係唯一缺乏嘅咧，就係對外嘅伸展，對外我哋嘅鄰居，我點樣嚟到接觸佢哋。
But it is the mission church.
跟住第四種咧，就係一個有使命嘅教會。
That offers full service ministry.
呢個就係完全嘅教會。
It cares for its own members. And it reaches out
自己嘅會友。
And it reaches out the service community and to win the lost.
但係仍然咧係向外嚟到伸展，嚟到接觸到我哋失喪嘅靈魂。
It takes Jesus' command to go seriously.
係耶穌話我哋要去。
It goes out the church door into the neighborhood.
係去我哋教會以外嘅未信嘅人。
It understands that its purpose is to make disciples of those who are not already followers of Jesus.
我哋知道我哋嘅使命就係要去使萬民作。
And their contacts and conversations with them aim to draw them into God's presence.
就係與未信嘅人一齊嚟到帶佢哋嚟到信耶穌。
Dear brothers and sisters, let me end off with this.
最後我想最後講一句話。
Our unique identity in Christ compels us to cross from the safe sanctuary of church life in order to rub shoulders with neighbors and friends and family members and co-workers in our community, to listen to their thoughts, to spend time with them, to have compassion for them.
就是我们在神里面一个我们的独特 的身份的缘故，就是因为这个身份就叫要催使我们能够跨越去到教会以外未信的人，与他们来到相交，令到带领他们来到信耶稣。
In genuine, practical, meaningful, and sincere ways.
我们所做的是要是很实际的，是很真诚的，来到跟这些未信的朋友来到交往。
What promises has the Lord given us?
神给我们的应许。
But that we will need His strength and His courage in order to obey and to receive it.
就是我们需要精神神的诫命的时候，我们就要刚强，我们要壮胆。
I bring us back to verse 9 of this passage.
我们再看回第九节。
The Lord said, Have I not commanded you?
他说，神说，我岂没有吩咐你吗？
Be strong and courageous.
你要刚强壮胆。
Do not be afraid.
不要惧怕。
Do not be discouraged.
也不要惊惶。
For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。